Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Louis got bumbled, but not on Bumble. He met Andrea on Bumble. You know, sometimes you match with someone on Bumble. They're like, oh, hey, hottie, how are you?
And
they're like, great, how are you doing? And you never hear from them again.
Yeah, they just want the match to stay.
Yeah, Louis had that happen in real life. Louis, can you explain what happened with you and Andrea?
So, I met this girl, Andrea, and she was just like, she was amazing. As you said, you know, we met on Bumble. We went out for dinner at Joey's, and you know, she was exactly my type. She was perfect, right? And then, you know, after that date, we kept messaging and everything was going awesome. And we planned another date for the following Friday. But then all of a sudden, you know, on Thursday, I get a message from my buddy. And it says that it basically said that his brother had tested COVID positive.
Okay.
Right? Ooh, that sucks.
And yeah. So basically, I went and I got my test. And, you know, 2 days later, it came back negative. So it was all good in that regard. And I texted Andrea. And I was just like, look, could we, like, maybe reschedule? Didn't get a response. Mm. Right. So then I messaged her the next day, still no response. But then here's the thing, it's like Andrea, like I know she's a nurse, and so obviously that's a really, really sensitive kind of thing, right? Like, you
of
know,
course,
like she can't risk getting infected at all, right? Frontline workers and all that. Anyway, long story short, you know, like I think I might have scared her away with it when I went to have to go get the test, and I just, having not heard back from her, I just feel like that's probably the case, is that she just got scared away.
It is such a weird world out there, and you're thinking, then you're double thinking, then you're overthinking, and there's more thinking, and everyone's just trying to be polite to each other about sharing information about where they've been and if they've been infected. It's so much, so I can see where you're coming from, and I'm sorry that you're in your head, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. I feel for this
Thank
guy.
You.
Also, Louis, shout out you for one doing the responsible thing, and then being a reasonable human being even after getting ghosted.
So I mean, Louis, we're going to give her a shout, and not only we're going to find out what happened, we're going to try and see if we can restart this. So let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll make the call, okay?
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Louis was ghosted after a COVID test. Now, this is we're not really sure that this is the actual thing that happened.
Yeah.
But Louis, run down your situation with Andrea. You met on Bumble. You went out to Joey's. It was delicious. And then what happened?
Yeah. So basically, I got a text from my buddy saying that his brother had tested positive. I had been out for drinks with his brother like a few days prior. So I kind of freaked out on my end.
Yeah.
Basically rescheduled with Andrea, went to get a test, came up negative, everything was all good on my end.
Okay.
I texted Andrea to see if she wanted to reschedule. Nothing.
That's the rub, right? And again, she's a nurse, so it's sort of, she's got to be very, very careful with that. Now, before we make this call, because I know you guys have sort of lost communication, she won't get back to you. Are you sure you want to make this call? Because sometimes the answers, I mean, maybe you're right about this and that's the worst it gets, but sometimes it's something else and it can be really awkward and weird. So we just want to make sure you want to hear the answer that she's going
to
give us.
You know what? I'm willing to go for it and just sort of throw caution to the wind.
I'm so glad you said that, because things are far too normal right now.
Yeah.
And I want to know what happened.
Yeah, something happened. Something's up. All right.
Let's make the call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
Hi, yes. Who is this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio, calling to talk about a guy named Louie.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I'm not sure how much I can help you. I've only known him for a few weeks.
Honestly, we really just need one question answered.
Yeah.
And we know you can answer this one because it involves you. You ghosted him.
What happened?
Messaging him. Why?
I did ghost him. When we did have a nice date, it's just, he kept trying to FaceTime me, and I'm not into that at all. And I told him that, but he just kept doing it.
Like FaceTime with his face?
Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, you mean not naked body?
No.
Nothing weird, okay.
I mean, maybe he was. I didn't answer a lot of those.
Yeah.
Was this before or after you met?
So this is after we met. We did have a good first date, but then like afterwards he had to cancel because of COVID.
Yeah.
In between waiting for the results and everything, he was just constantly trying to do those FaceTime calls. He wanted to, I guess, make up for the canceled date. And then one time I just gave up and I answered, and he was just I swear, he was sitting in bed, and he's like,
chilling.
Hey, I'm eating dinner. Oh. Want to join? I'm not kidding you. It was so awkward to just, like, open up my FaceTime and see him in bed with his, like, meal in front of him.
I don't like this.
Wearing a bathrobe.
I think it's funny.
No. Yeah, nope,
I don't think it's supposed to be funny, but I think it's funny.
I'm living for this.
I just told him I couldn't talk, and I, like, hung up. I didn't message him again
after that. You gotta eat alone, buddy.
Weird.
That's so freaking weird.
Also, eating in bed is a whole different thing.
That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like there's two things happening here. We got the FaceTimes that are very awkward and weird, I grant you, it's weird. The other thing, though, is that you went on a date and you guys really got along great, right?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, like, first dates are good. So, I mean, like, sometimes people can give off a really good impression. So,
totally.
Mm-hmm. And FaceTime you from the bed.
So here's, this is so weird. Okay, here's what I'm going to propose. And this offer, of course, comes with no pressure, okay? We would offer to pick up the tab if you would be willing to go on another date with Louie, only if you're comfortable. But, you know, it seemed like you guys sort of vibed on the first date, and maybe he's just a weird guy on, you know, some people are weird over text, right? Or weird over phones.
I don't think it's that weird. Why would we be so weird?
Why don't you think it's weird? I'm interested.
Sometimes it's nice to have face-to-face contact.
Yeah, but shouldn't the other person want that?
Yeah.
I love to pop up and surprise people with FaceTime. So
you FaceTime all the time.
So, Andrea, what do you think?
Yeah, actually, Louie was really nice on the first date, and I do feel bad for ghosting him, so I guess I'll take that free date.
Okay. Now, you know what's funny about that? Andrea clearly is a nurse because she has mad patience.
Yeah.
By the way, Andrea, we're going to need some of that patience now because I'm going to tell you that Louie has been listening this entire time.
From his bed.
No way, really?
Louie live.
Yep. Hey, Andrea, how you doing?
Hi, Louie. Wow.
You know what? Let's connect you guys.
Stop it. All right. So Louie, you want to explain the FaceTime thing, please?
See, absolutely. Listen, I am so sorry about that. Look, I've got a bunch of friends who have been, you know, trying out this whole, like, you know, Zoom dating and, like, online and FaceTime dating kind of thing during quarantine. And I just thought I would give it a try. And now, you know, hearing you talk about it, I realize how horrible it looks. just please realize the only reason I had my dinner in my bed is because I live in a very small apartment with a roommate, and that roommate is always in the living room playing video games. So I had to move myself to a different room, and I only realize now how terrible that must have looked.
Louie, stop.
I'm so sorry.
I think that's a reasonable explanation.
Okay, so sweet.
I mean, yeah, I do hope you realize that it was a really weird thing to do, though. But, like, I can kind of see that.
Man, how great is their wedding going to be?
I know.
Oh my god! Every once in a while, we have a couple on Ghosted, and you're like, oh, they're going to have kids. Yeah. And guess what, you two? You're going to have kids.
You're on the
list
now.
We're not going to put that on you, but we are so excited for you both. Enjoy your second date. May it be socially distanced and safe, and no more FaceTimes until both parties are in. Okay.
Keep being sweet to each other.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. What are you guys thinking? Private or public?
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
Okay, so what's shocking about this is the amount of text messages that rolled in while that call played that are on his side, as in, what's the big deal?
I don't think it's weird at all. I'm not surprised.
That you would FaceTime somebody from bed eating dinner when you haven't said, hey, should we FaceTime? They've been on one date.
Yeah, baby, watch me chew.
Okay, so.
Like, on this, that quickly, TJ?
What are the texts saying? What are the texts saying?
I'm eating spaghetti, not using a spoon.
Oh my God. TJ, stop it.
From the 289, why is it so weird? I think he just wanted to keep contact with her, even though they couldn't see each other. She should not have ghosted him. Totally agree with you, friend.
Right.
Another one from the 416. OMG, I don't think this is bad at all. It's kind of sweet. He wants you to be a part of his day. It's not like they don't know each other at all.
They don't know each other.
They don't.
Yeah, but they know each other.
I got news for you. Even if you sleep together on the first date, you don't know each other.
Well, you know, there's parts.
Okay, yeah, well, you might. Gosh. Yeah, so you might have had introductions, but that's about it.
Now, you're acquainted.
This is why when I'm on Bumble or Hinge or whatever, I don't get people are like, hey, just give me your phone number. We can WhatsApp. I'm like, no, because then you can FaceTime me at any time, you weirdo. No way.
My girlfriend FaceTimes me as a joke, but we've been hanging out for like 5 months, you know what I mean? And she's kind of like, hey, how weird is this? You know what I mean? Because it's Jack's
FaceTimes me after a party night out, which we haven't had in so long.
I know, just to check in on you.
And then one time I answered the phone on purpose with my shirt off to make it weird. But like, we've known each other for 6 years.
Yes, yeah, long time, yeah.
Jax, I get Jax to FaceTime me when she's walking home.
To make sure I'm safe is really cute. But we're also not sleeping together, TJ, okay?
Man. Not anymore. Also,
what's preventing the two of you from sleeping together? I don't understand.
It's my choice.
Is it?